Excuse me.
Yes,
we need to continue with our work. There's always work to do there. It's not like in the rest of the world. We see how the world is just now beginning to feel that it's difficult for it to take on a new form. And there will come many problems and questions, general helplessness. We are beginning to feel the extent to which the world doesn't know how to take it, what will happen, what is going to happen, where are the old systems, where are they? They're not operating, they're vanishing, disappearing, something new is required, and what? We don't know, humanity doesn't know how to organize itself properly. And through all these things, we need to look at all these changes constantly occurring, mixing us up and human society globally and every nation, the whole world. The world is undergoing change. It's renewing. And perhaps for the first time here, the world doesn't know what form it needs to take, and even though it may describe some form that perhaps it can envision, some form that nature is bringing, inviting, but we, the egoistic human beings, don't agree to it. So, in short, we, along with you, we learn what to do in our inner work, and we need to think of how to feel the state of the world as quickly as possible, and of how to approach it, how to advance towards it, how to explain to the world what form it truly needs to take, so the transition doesn't occur through wars and great long-term corrections, through great suffering. But instead that we'd be able to do it quickly and easily, and in a way that is understood and is pleasant, with our clothing, where we explain to humanity how to turn these birth pangs, these contractions, it feels now, into an easy process, changes which are understood, and therefore, and so on. How can we, as quickly as possible, achieve a connection between us, such a connection between us where out of this proper connection we will be able to bestow upon this whole system, influence the whole system, not through words or writing or anything like that, but from our inner force, because we are the engine, we are the center. So we can affect humanity in such a way where humanity will begin to understand on its own what to do. People will suddenly begin to understand, oh, the solution needs to be this and that. How do you know? This is what I understand. Who told you? Nobody. This is what it seems to me. This is how I think. You see, we are the inner engine of the world. If we think correctly about this connection, the correction, right, the connection between people, each one helps his friend, we will be able to come to a state where the where our feeling, our knowledge, our inclination, our inclinations will pass on to everyone else, and the world will find it easy to accept. So why am I saying this now at the beginning of the lesson? Let's think about it all the time. What we are now studying, we want at least some of it to influence the whole of humanity. And then this coronavirus, which came to change the world, to change humanity, will change society, the environment, and everyone. It will change it in a good way, relatively easily, in a way that everyone understands, that they feel to be right, that the only change is towards proper...
Again, the law is that the middle line is a merger of the two lines.
The middle line is actually the King's Road, the right path we should follow. The right line, those are the qualities of the Creator. The left line, that's the qualities of the created being. But the middle line is a line where both the qualities of the Creator and the qualities of the created being connect together and align our exertion towards the purpose of creation, the Creator, where the created being and the Creator become one. So the rule is,
and the rule is that the middle line is a merger of the two lines. Since the right line of Kedusha is wholeness, with respect to above reason,
this is the quality of the Creator, which the created being receives above reason.
And the left line means that he sees within reason that he is incomplete.
He feels who he is himself, the created being.
But quite the contrary, is full of deficiencies. For this reason, the middle line consists of two lines.
Right and left, the qualities of the creator and the qualities of the created being. And the extent to which he can combine them together, he can advance.
That is, it is impossible to go above reason before he has reason that shows him the situation, how it seems to him within reason. Then it can be said that he is not looking at what the mind obligates him to do, rather he goes above the intellect and believes in the sages, in what the sages tell him, and does not use his own mind.
Meaning that he looks at the qualities of the Creator, which he discovers, and although he cannot actually grasp them, absorb them, this appears to yes, meaning that you have both the qualities of the Creator and the qualities of the created being here, and of both of them he needs to create the middle line himself. For the time being, it changes all the time. Each time he will discover the Creator in a different way on the right line, and he will discover himself in a different form, and he will learn how they need to merge, how they need to be connected, or connected one above the other, the qualities of man, and above it, the qualities of the Creator, together. And so, each time he assembles the qualities of the Creator above the qualities of the created being, again and again, by that he builds his middle line, and so he advances until the qualities of the created being will become closer and closer to the qualities of the creator, and then his desires. And here we come to a new perception. I don't want to feel what's good or bad for me, but to detach from that, to rise above it, and to determine what's real to be, what's good for others or what's bad for others. Why? Because by that I begin to see what's outside of me. Otherwise, I don't see. In the whole world, I can see only what's good or bad for myself personally. And in that, I'm extremely limited. I never leave the limits of this little beast that thinks only about that. It's like a little child, like a baby. He feels only what's good or bad for it. That's all. More than that, he cannot feel. Afterwards, he grows, seemingly begins to integrate, connect with others, and it seems that he begins to understand and see the world. He doesn't understand and see the world. He only sees in a broader sense what's in his best interests and what's to his detriment, and that's how he advances. So our sensor by which we perceive reality is entirely and only the will to receive. And so we need to come to recognize that only in the will to receive, that we are only in the will to receive, and then that is called the created being in this world.
That's what it's called. There is no this world. It all depends on the extent that I perceive reality, my attitude towards what's happening, towards what exists. There are things in this world that I don't feel. I don't feel because my perception is only what will be good for me, what will be bad. And then I don't perceive anything else. If it doesn't enter my sense, my will to receive, not for plus nor for minus, then I don't feel. There could be great things, but I don't feel. And now the Kabbalists say the upper world, that they've already attained it. It's also here. We don't need to fly to the other end of the heavens or the galaxies. It is all here. But I don't feel it. Because I get all of reality only according to my measurement of is it good for me or bad for me. So all of reality is perceived by me according to my small will to receive. How can I start seeing more, understanding more, coming out of myself? So it is said that it's possible if you rise above your sense of good for me or bad for me, if you attain the quality of bestowal, the quality of faith, that you won't judge everything you feel in comparison to yourself, good or bad, but in comparison to the others. And then, if there are these others, that in comparison to them, you can start relating to all of reality this way, then already you rise above yourself and you reach a new sense, which is called faith above reason. And then you enter a new perception, an external one. A perception that doesn't depend on you. You can feel how someone outside of you feels. And then you have an objective view, relatively, Well, it depends to what extent you can detach from yourself, and then you have an objective view on all of reality that you can reveal. The reality in which you can reveal is 125 degrees, five worlds. This is something that until you reach a complete perception to what is outside of you. And whatever is outside of you is called Bore, Bo Ure, come and see, meaning come and attain what exists. That now, of course, in your will to receive, you do not attain. And you can come and you can attain of what is truly outside of you. And then, when you attain these things, then you understand how you are living, in what nature, and what is happening to you. That's what we need to reach. That's why the method is called the wisdom of Kabbalah, how to receive all of this reality, this broad, extensive, infinite reality with respect to me, that I'll be able to receive it. That is why I, when I start receiving it, I'm called a Kabbalist, that I receive this external reality as it is, not in the way that I receive it in myself, but in the way that it actually is. There are degrees here that I annul myself more and more, and I feel reality.
Rav, how do I develop the ability to feel the other?
By making efforts, no other way. More and more and more efforts. And I'm telling you, it's very hard. I'm an egoist no less than you are, and much more. And I admit that it is very hard. And all degrees, it becomes harder and harder, until the students of Rabbi Shimon wanted to kill one another. But most important is not to stop, not to bend over. We continue together forward as much as we can, and we always check ourselves together, not together. What I know if we are together, what I receive if we are together. Meaning together means that I attain a new approach to reality.
But what are these efforts exactly?
These efforts are that I want to feel the reality not as it is felt in me right now that it occurs, but how it takes place in our common mutual sense of ours. I don't know how to say it. You need to try and then you'll understand what it's talking about. About this it is written, taste and see that the Creator is good.
Hello, what does it mean to feel the other? Feel his feelings, his thoughts, his point in the heart.
In an effort to try and come out of oneself and connect to the others, by that you begin to feel how you are obligated to annul yourself, to the extent that you're capable of living in a way that the other is more than you, to the extent that you can accept it and agree with it. And then in all such things, in all such discernments, you begin to feel what it means. So I go above my reason. Now the question is, how is it expressed going above reason? Is this in perception of reality? Is this in relation to the 10, Rav, even though you are corrupted, even though you're so terrible and mean and limited, you still go above that towards the quality of bestowal and towards love of others. Through that love of the Creator, you aim yourself in such a way as much as you can. And even though you're shown, who are you, what are you, etc., despite of that, you still continue. The Creator created you, so you too can be in that. You said that it's a sensor for determining the reality, so I don't let it influence my reality. I don't have words so much. There is a certain attitude towards reality, and I don't let this influence my reality. That's what it means to go above reason. That I discover that I don't care about the friends, that I want to connect with them, and then I don't let it influence my behaviors. Rav, Roy, we'll talk about it in a few more lessons. We are all in such transitions. The most important thing is just to be in it. Let the light do its work on you. That's it. It's good that you're trying this and that, but like he writes here, most important is to annul towards the others, towards the study, and to accept it. It doesn't matter to me what states I'm in, but to accept it upon myself, that is our work here.
And constantly nagging to the Creator in a prayer.
No, it's good to constantly nag the Creator, to be in contact with the Creator all the time. That's a must. And I wish that we would be in connection with the Creator. And to that connection with the Creator, we'll tie all of the reality as we know it. Everything. Because all in all, the fact that you're tying all of reality to the Creator, then by that, you're bringing the world back to the center of its force, the one.
Thereof. In the article, it says that we have to merge the two lines, combine them. And for me, for now, it feels like I'm either in the one line or the other. How can I merge it correctly?
You're right. You're right. It is this way in the meanwhile, but then we'll be able to combine left, right, right, left, in the middle. It will come. In the meantime, let's just talk about it. I'm seeing that somehow we begin to taste. And I'm very happy that you're perceiving this, because the first grasp here is the most difficult one. And if we begin to already perceive it in some way, in emotion, in sensation, something, then by that we already start climbing to spirituality. And by that we'll start feeling. How to use the group correctly in order to not wait? Or does there need to be something else in this process?
To annul towards the group, but annul, not that you just distance yourself from them. You're inside of them and you annul towards everything there is in them. This is the action that will advance you. It's extremely beneficial. You don't feel it right away, you don't understand, but that's what you need. Has to be. I'm asking you, again, like in the beginning of the lesson today, try to see if you have any idea of how to propose the world, how to advance. The world is in an extremely fragile state. Doesn't know what to do with itself. They say there are more than a billion people unemployed, maybe close to two. That we are in a state where, for the time being, we have what to live from, but it's slowly running out. And what will be the fate of money, food, clothing? What will happen with us? We are in a state where the total helplessness will be revealed, our inability to function correctly. What kind of practical actions can we offer the world to reach a unified system, an integral system that where each part is helping all the others? How can we bring the world closer to its corrected state? But in a way that appears logical, as this is the only thing we have to do. No other way. In the world that is now seeing a general blow to all 8 billion people, a general collective blow is becoming apparent. Since if we fail to pull the world towards connection, integrality, there can be an explosion. There will be many unhappy people, so unhappy that because they will lack food and other things. So how can we use this state on the one hand that the Creator is arranging, and on the other hand to be exactly his messengers to humanity in such a sensitive time?
.tv.
So, we learned with you that the upper light emanating from the Creator creates the will to receive gradually in four phases called four phases of direct light. And eventually it comes to Pchinat Dalet, the fourth phase, which is the final will to receive, and bestows it to this will to receive. Hence, there cannot be a creature that we can call a creature, a man, unless the upper light goes through these four phases in order to build that final fourth stage, meaning Shorosh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet. It's in actuality five stages, but we typically don't count the first stage because it's the upper force by itself. So there cannot be a created being unless it has these five discernments, the force of the Creator, and these stages through which the upper light expands until it comes to the created being, the final will to receive. And this way we can measure the creature and see that it is included of these five discernments. That's it. They're called Chochma, Bina, Tiferet, Malchut, and their root, Shorosh, is called.
On the whole world, and the whole world depends on each person. Or, in one word, it's an integral system. Let's hope that now we'll begin to understand it better, because emerging from the crisis, even the first one of, that the coronavirus did for us, even emerging from this first crisis, which is the smallest, the easiest, already gives us a problem that we don't know how to solve. Because what will emerge, what will manifest soon, is that up to 2 billion people will be jobless, without provision, without sustenance. So who will give them sustenance, provision? Who will take care of them? Who will see to them? How should we build ourselves in a world where everyone exists more or less in such a way that there is no hunger, no sick people? So we're talking about a system of provision of staples and a healthcare system. Without it, we are in danger of people doing anything to get what is necessary. And therefore, now we need, as correctly as possible and as quickly as possible, to understand where the world is headed and what we can offer it accordingly. We still need to think, yes? Not start writing and telling everyone. We need to be confident in what we know. And once we already see and understand and feel, and everyone learns, and we determine these things together, accordingly, we will advance toward a solution along the way. Solution number one, number two, number three, etc., etc., and so forth, until humanity begins to connect. As he says, we've already come to a state where we are as one bundle, one public, one collective. But we don't feel it. We only think that, yes, we're dependent on each other. So what? We have to feel that it's not a so what. That if we're not dependent on each other, we'll have nothing to eat. We'll be sick. So the virus that's coming to us now is coming in a very light way. It's only giving us like a tap on our head, so we lower it. But the next virus will require more of us, more connection, and more careful guard and watching. And the third one will be even more so. And so on, like nature's blows, just like in Egypt. It brought us, in the end, to a state where we had to rise above our egos, to relinquish our egos in order to unite with others, because otherwise we will not have food or medicine, the two things that a person needs first and foremost. So we have to see what human society does, how it reacts to the coronavirus today, and what changes it undergoes in its perception and feeling, what it's ready for, what it's not ready for. We have to be close to the general public all over the world, in every country, because to that extent we will acquire corrections. Now I'm speaking egoistically. If I want to correct myself, I have to prove to the Creator that the correction I'll receive from Him, I will pass it on to the rest of humanity. Otherwise, I can't receive anything from the Creator if I am blocking the way of the light that will not go from me to others. This is why we have to see how humanity responds, how it changes. It will give each of us great internal changes. He will be connected to the actions of the Creator, to the way the Creator acts in all of humanity, and we will want to discover these activities, their essence, and by that we will gradually promote ourselves. You just wait and see what happens. Why are we talking about it? Because I want you to start seeing now, through the news and other things, how they can't go back to the previous state, how there are all kinds of problems. They're beginning to feel this bending. And bit by bit, one blow after the other, we will begin to feel that there is no choice, just like with the plagues of Egypt, beating by beating until they become willing to run away, and the egoistic desire itself says, I'm letting go of it because I'm suffering. That's it. Just like in our lives, when I have something that, let's say I want to smoke, so I smoke, and then I feel that I can't breathe, that it totally blocks me, and I take a cigarette and I choke, so I drop it. The same will happen now.
Why does everyone want to go back to the state that they previously were in?
They have nowhere else to go back to. That's what I understand. That's the example that exists in their memory. And they don't see another life. This is why I'm telling you. That's why I'm telling you. Look, see if it's possible to do something else. Start building within you a different system. Maybe not the way they're going back to. So what is possible? Can we imagine? We can imagine something ideal, but what kind of ideal world can we establish in this world? So maybe something in between. Start thinking about it. By this you become included in the work of the Creator. This is why it's good for